One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together we're
assertive.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really turned. I'm like turned way up.
Yeah.
Turned way up.
I'm assertively loud.
Yeah.
On your microphone.
Hurt myself.
Too many decibels. Feeling good today?
I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're back in the office, quote unquote.
If you remember, we used to do podcasting under my lofted bed, which is now disassembled behind us.
It's very sad.
But I cleared out enough space to move my computer back into the office rather than in the living room, much to the happiness of my family. And my family, I mean my wife and cats.
Yeah. That's your family. That can be your family.
Yeah, it's my family.
Yeah.
So we're back in the office and feeling assertive.
I feel very much like we've just like moved into our first apartment in New York.
Because it's just a pile of stuff.
Yeah, it's a pile of stuff.
An off-white room.
Yep. Blank walls. None of the furniture is like the real furniture that's supposed to be doing what it's doing.
No, my printer is sitting on a broken kitchen chair next to me.
Yeah. But we're back.
Yeah. I'm almost 30 and I've lived here for over 7 years. This is life.
I know. I was thinking about that today because I was thinking about like, oh, all of the furniture that I don't own and all of the holes in my walls.
So many holes in walls.
Like, I'm going to be 30 in just a little bit more than a month. And I have so many holes in my walls. And I like don't know how to like emotionally process how many holes I have in my walls. I can't reconcile the number of holes with being 30.
Well, is 30 the year of spackling for you?
30 is the year of spackling.
Both physically and emotionally.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I'm going to have smooth, clean walls. And I'm going to hang up more things, damn it.
Using like command strips so you don't have to put holes in the walls?
Those things suck. Those suck on New York bad paint jobs. They always fall and they rip the paint off your walls.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway. What are we doing? What are we doing here? What's our podcast about?
Our podcast is a very, very bad home improvement podcast where we talk about what things are broken and not how to fix them.
Yeah.
No, this is Song Salad. We take random topics from Wikipedia and random genres of music and combine them into hilarious songs.
Sometimes hilarious. And we do it by spinning the salad spinner to get our topic and genre. And the salad spinner is a suggestion from you, our loyal vegetarians. And it can be a noise or a sound effect or a little song that we sang. And this week's salad spinner
comes from Kieran Sizek.
Our kazoo friend.
Yeah, very on brand.
Well, one of
Kieran.
We now have multiple kazoo friends.
We have
friends.
A lot of kazoo friends.
Yes.
As you heard at the end of last week's episode, and if you listen to the Bond Tent, you will hear kazoo extravaganzas from loyal listener Claire Dixon.
Yeah.
But the original kazoo that we have came from Kieran Sizek, and her salad spinner suggestion is the saxophone intro to Carly Rae Jepsen's Run Away With Me on kazoo.
Great.
Do you know this song, Shannon?
I super don't.
Neither do I. So
we could either, we have two routes in front of us. Mm-hmm. Two paths unfurl themselves before us.
A road forked in the wood.
And we could either take the one where we look up the song on YouTube.
It's safe.
Or we could wing it.
Let's wing it. What do we think the intro to Run Away With Me sounds like?
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Is that how you clear your kazoo throat?
That's how I clear my kazoo throat. All right, here we go. Intro to Run Away With Me.
That was Careless Whisper. which is another song played on saxophone.
Oh, wait, is that a Kenny G song? Yeah.
No, it's a George Michael song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, what's the Kenny G song that sounds like that?
Most.
Yeah. Fair.
Spin. Spicy.
Cajun music.
I'm gonna get some nicely hot, spicy Cajun jambalaya. I'm done.
Stop.
Gumbo. All right, we're gonna do Cajun music.
Okay.
So, emblematic music of Louisiana played by the Cajuns, rooted in the ballads of the French-speaking Acadians of Canada. Cajun music is often mentioned in tandem with the Creole-based, Creole-influenced zydeco form, both of Acadiana origin. These French Louisiana sounds may have influenced American popular music for many decades, especially country music, and have influenced pop culture through mass media such as television commercials.
That a rant! So, wait, wasn't there a thing like Louisiana Fast or
that's
something?
That's Popeyes.
Oh, damn it.
And they just say Louisiana.
Louisiana. Right.
I don't know if that jingle counts as Creole music.
Yeah, probably not. So there, it looks like this is actually a pretty wide genre.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple subgenres, and including things like that may be more well-known, like zydeco. So I think maybe we should try to pick something unsimilar to zydeco.
Yeah,
if we can.
I think the most basic traditional Cajun music comes in the form of either a waltz or a two-step.
Mm, okay.
Which are dances with or without lyrics. Obviously, we would do one with lyrics.
Yes, please.
And just have pretty simple structures and tonal rules to them and a pretty simple instrumentation as well. So do you want to stick to the traditional Cajun roots? And then if we get zydeco in the future, we can go a little bit more
contemporary. Yeah, I think so. I think it'll make for more interesting educational experience about Cajun music, maybe.
That's always the goal.
Yeah, sure.
In addition to zydeco, another genre that's mentioned here is swamp pop, which I hope we get someday.
That's very fun. Swamp pop.
So traditional Cajun music involves only a few instruments, such as the Cajun accordion, the fiddle, and the triangle. we were listening to a little bit of an example when we spun this genre, and I was like, what is that annoying percussion instrument in the background?
He was like, is it only triangles?
It's just,
and it's
ding, ding, ding,
just triangles, y'all. It's all triangles all the way down. Yeah.
Can you imagine, like... Ma, I'm quitting school. What are you going to do, son? I'm going to be a Cajun triangle player.
I'm going to run away with my band. I'm going to play a triangle.
I got talent, Ma.
Old Ned says I got talent. I got the music in my fingers, Ma.
I only express my true feelings through the triangle beater.
That is not a Cajun accent. We did not do a very good
Cajun
accent.
No, that was
accent.
Our character that also is into footstuff. It's the same guy.
Yeah, it is the same guy.
He loves feet and triangles.
He gets around. He has a lot of dreams, that guy.
I'm going to make it. Anyway.
Yeah. So.
The instrumentation is accordion, fiddle, and triangle. The form holds firm to a basic rhythm with staccato-style notes, including a lot of fiddle double stops. Do you know what a fiddle double stop is?
I do, because I played the violin.
Hey.
A double stop is when you press down hard enough with your bow that you end up playing on two strings at one time.
Yeah. And I think we probably talked about it during our bluegrass episode, too, because the style of fiddle playing for Cajun music is similar to the style of fiddle playing for bluegrass.
Mm.
The fiddle is fairly busy and constant throughout the song and playing harmony and melody with itself.
So the Cajuns are kind of interesting.
Do tell.
They are technically, I guess, from Canada. So they were displaced populations that came to Louisiana in a time when Louisiana was still owned by the French, which if you don't know the history of Louisiana, we bought it from France.
Yep.
And France stole it from the Native Americans and we bought it off of them.
Circle of life.
Yeah, the circle of capitalism. Actually, it's like the circle of white people. So, and these settlers came to Louisiana. And one of the things that are that is most notable about the Cajun identity is that it involved a mixing of ethnic groups with native populations who were already in Louisiana. Mm. So while they speak French, there is a lot of influence from Native American populations and also, yeah, including Native Americans and African American Creole and like former and freed slaves and things like that.
Right.
So it's a kind of, it's a really interesting culture. And they speak French, sort of.
Yeah. French that has sort of morphed into its own Creole thing.
Creole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned a little bit about this at a cooking class I took in New Orleans with Megan, where we learned to make gumbo and jambalaya and learned about how ingredients brought here by slaves and relatives of slaves after slavery was abolished, those ingredients like influenced all of these what are considered traditional Cajun or Creole dishes that could not have existed with just the native vegetation of Louisiana.
Cool.
There is very specific tonal structure to these traditional Cajun songs. The only two melodic instruments are the accordion and the fiddle, and then the voice is obviously a melodic instrument when the accordion and fiddle become accompaniment.
I love me some constraints like that. That's awesome.
The harmonies of Cajun music are simple, basically the one chord, the four chord, the five chord, and many tunes just use the one chord and the five chord. The melodic range is just one octave, rising a fifth above the tonic and descending a fourth below, which is weird.
That it's only one octave?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's great. It's like the most efficient. This is like Con Marie music. It's like, look, like hold every note in your hands and see if it gives you joy. And if it doesn't, get rid of it. Move on. You only need one octave and roll up all your socks and put them away. Like,
well,
it's
it gets
perfect.
Even better because the Cajun accordion is a diatonic instrument, meaning it can only play in a major scale. So every song is major.
This is awesome. Why can't every genre be like this?
And only in certain keys because they can only make the accordion in those keys.
That's crazy. Wait, why can you only make an accordion in certain keys?
Well, the Cajun accordion, the way it was constructed.
Oh, that's
they only made
one.
It in certain keys. But,
okay.
You know, like polka accordion can play in every key.
Okay.
For instance.
I have some information about lyrics in
really?
Cajun music. I do. So the earliest forms of Cajun music were unaccompanied ballads. So, which is like not what we'll be doing, obviously. They were narrative songs, so a song that tells a story versus a song that's more of like abstract or lyrical or meditative about a concept or something. Mm-hmm. And they had certain themes. Death, solitude, or ill-fated love.
Nice.
Great. So it's like, you know, folk songs and blues songs that we've had in the past, which are products of the people. This kind of like grassroots movement of music often reflects the harsh lifestyle that people were exposed to. So they were frontiers people, they were immigrants,
swamp things.
So they were living in the swamp. There were mosquitoes everywhere, but they also had beignets. So like,
and a lot of them were prisoners because Louisiana was also a prison colony.
Excellent.
For a while.
Everything is just coming together. So ballads also, on the flip side of that, ballads could be celebrations of love or humorous stories. And they were ritually sung at weddings and funerals or informally for small groups of people at house parties as the food cooked and young children played. So like people, you know, the equivalent of like breaking out your acoustic guitar and just like jamming for a while while you barbecue.
Love that.
Early song lyrics were entirely in Cajun French. And French language songwriting is still common in Cajun music, but a lot of it today is made more consumable by writing in English for younger singers and audiences that may not speak Cajun French. Yes, me too.
Some examples of traditional Cajun artists from the 1920s and 30s, for the most part, were Amédée Ardoin, Carné Fontenot.
I'm so glad you're saying this and not me.
Wade Frugé, Dewey Segura, Joe Falcon, and Cleoma Falcon, and the Bro Brothers. Bro Brothers? The Bro Bros.
Oh, yeah. Bro Brothers.
Spelled B-R-E-A-U-X.
Yep. Let's look up one of those people that you just butchered their names of.
How about Dewey Segura?
Dewey Segura sounds great.
Our example this week is by the Segura Brothers, and it's called Bury Me in a Corner of the Yard.
Just a corner. No one even doesn't even care which one.
What was his favorite corner?
The one where the dog pooped.
Pooped? The one where the dog pooped.
Pooped and purred.
Here it is.
T'es calme, va mourir, on tape pas mort dans le cimetière. On tape dans moi, dans le coin de la cour, dans le coin de la cour, c'est ton papa. Mais t'es dans moi, mes petits yeux, t'auti, mais t'es quoi, t'es déjà petit vieux. Tu vas rester mes petits canards, mais oui, pour son ta vie, chérie. Le matin, mais quand je pars devant la porte, c'est ton papa, mais c'est planté, ça fait sa pipe au becquiri.
So you heard the accordion and the fiddle and the triangle, and one thing that I read but did not mention yet is that much of the Cajun singing is done in the singer's upper range to match the range of the instruments that are being played. Mm. So the higher pitched accordion, the higher pitched fiddle, they want the vocals to blend in with that. So that's the Segura Brothers.
The Segura Brothers, meaning Dewey Segura, and his brother
Huey and Louie.
His brother was Adier.
What's that?
Edier.
Edier.
E-D-I-E-R. Edier. Yeah. Sometimes spelled Eddie. So Dewey and Edier, or Dewey and Eddie.
Cool. What is that song talking about?
So here's what it says. It's in Cajun French, but it's talking about little girl, when I go to die, do not bury me in the cemetery. Bury me in the corner of the courtyard, in the corner of your dad's courtyard. Well, let me keep my little eyes out. It's to see your little eyes. Who are staying, well, mischievous, well, yeah, for the rest of your life, dear. I don't know. So
this guy goes up to a strange little girl on the street.
Yes.
And says, hey, little girl, when I die, bury me in your daddy's courtyard. And the little girl's like, what?
I won't keep my eyes out. Fucking look at your eyes.
I need an adult.
Blows her rape whistle really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I die.
I mean, I think it's just like, yeah, don't bury me in a cemetery. I want to be buried like near you, essentially.
Sure.
So it's about death and loneliness, but it's also yeah, I don't know.
Okay. And this is a two-step beat. This is not a waltz. Should we get our topic?
I think we should get our topic.
Cajun music.
Yeah.
All right. It's your turn to use the kazoo.
And do the
intro to Carly Rae Jepsen's Run Away With Me.
I got to wipe off the kazoo from your mouth parts.
Yeah, I get so much saliva all over the kazoo.
I mean, I don't know what you're doing with this kazoo when I'm not around.
Whoa. aggressive.
I went big band with it.
What song was that?
It was the Chips Ahoy commercial.
Oh. The song is called Swing Swing Sing Sing Sing.
Sing Sing Swing Swing. Sing Sing Swing 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 Swing.
Yeah. That was very good. Oh man. At the end of this episode, we'll play with the actual saxophone intro to Carly Rae Jepsen's Runaway.
I promise, like... Kieran. Thank you very much for your suggestion. Sorry we fucked it up so bad.
Oh man. Spin.
We did it. We did it. We got a thing.
Oh, if only we had gotten this for our cock rock episode.
Oh my God.
Our topic this week, take it away, Shannon.
Knotted pile carpet.
What is a knotted pile carpet?
Well, I am so glad you asked. A knotted pile carpet is a carpet containing raised surfaces or piles from the cut off ends of knots woven between the warp and the woof.
Wow. There's We're parts
gonna learn.
Of a carpet called the warp and the woof.
We're going to learn so much about carpets today.
I've never thought to learn anything about carpets.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I hope all of you are ready for the journey. This magic carpet ride that we're about to on together.
Oh, we're going to be reading about types of knots.
Yeah. So good. This is so good. Okay. Get excited. The Giordis / Turkish knot and the Senna / Persian knot, typical of Turkish carpets and Persian carpets,
makes sense,
are the two primary knots. A flat or tapestry woven carpet without pile is a
kilim.
Okay. A pile carpet is influenced by width and the number of warp and weft. So there's a warp, a weft, and a weft, and a woof. Warp, weft, and woof. Okay. Pile height, knots used, and knot density. Okay. So if you think about a Persian rug.
Yeah.
Normally, that's like a really kind of thick woven tapestry, right?
Sure.
But in, so just so everyone understands what we're talking about, if you think of a carpet that you can kind of like wipe your hand over and it like feels like it's kind of shaggy a little bit, not like a shag rug.
Right.
But, you know, you can like make patterns in it. Did you ever do that when you were a kid? You like draw on your carpet?
Of course.
That is pile carpet, not a pile carpet. Yeah.
So the warp and the woof look like they're the structural threads woven in a, like, you know, a traditional weave pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And the yarn making it a pile carpet is knotted in various patterns between these warp and woof threads.
So one of them runs vertically. Maybe that's the warp. I don't know. And the other one runs horizontally.
Right.
So it's like a little lattice of horizontal and vertical threads, and then you take the yarn and you stick it all in between them
in different types of knots.
Yes, in a regular way.
Whew. The structural weft threads, like we just said, alternate with the supplementary weft that rises from the surface of the weave at a perpendicular angle.
Oh my God, this is like a physics lesson now.
This supplementary weft is attached to the warp by one of three knots to form the pile or nap of the carpet.
Hmm.
Knots are tied in rows, one to each pair of warp threads, which hit the warp threads.
Engage.
Which may then be pushed down to make the rug more solid. The interwoven warp and weft threads form the carpet's foundation, and the design comes from the rows of knots.
Gotcha. Because it might be like a different color thread and different patterns and things like that.
In the knotted pile, the arrangement of rows of weft is the dominant consideration.
Guys, it's rugs. Like, everybody knows what rugs are, right?
But have you ever really thought about rugs?
Like, definitely no. Okay.
This is like that Discovery Channel show, like, how's it made?
Yeah.
And they just go to a rug factory and some like dry voiceover is like, and then the warp threads are woven with the weft threads.
That show is such a like hypnotic experience.
It is.
Because it's not actually interesting.
No.
But you can't stop watching it.
Right.
And like, it could be like, they could make it interesting, but they almost purposely don't.
Right. And it's like they take stock footage of factories and just do a voiceover over it. They don't actually have anyone that works there, like, explaining anything.
No, not at all. It's like bottles zipping down an assembly line, and they're just like,
right.
Then the cap machine caps each bottle individually. Like, great, I guess. Why won't I stop watching this?
Oh, man.
Okay, so now there are all these different descriptions of different knots, which we don't have to go through each of these. Yeah,
Turkish knots, Persian knots, and a second Persian knot called the Jufti.
Okay.
And then there's Spanish knots, single warp knots, Egyptian Coptic pile rugs. Who knows?
And then there's a knot gallery, guys.
Here, there's pictures of all the different types of knots. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Cajun music. Remember Cajun music?
Knotted pile carpet.
Knotted pile carpet.
Let's do a little retail therapy, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's see what knotted pile carpets are going for these days.
All right. Let's go to the mall.
Today. Rugs are expensive.
Yeah, rugs are expensive. Didn't you know that?
No.
Really? You've never bought a rug?
Only cheap ones.
You know, those at the... So in New York, there is a kind of genre of store that I would like to call the kind of 99-cent store.
Uh-huh.
Because they all have a name that has to deal with 99 cents.
Right.
But they're not all 99-cent store.
No, it's not like a Dollar General.
No, no. So the one... There's unique 99 cent. There's 99 cent dreams. There's 99 cent
more or less.
Not 99 cents more or less, which is absolutely amazing. And in many of these stores, mm-hmm. which sell like a random assortment of like kitchen goods and like cleaning supplies and like Christmas decorations
and even like
candles,
shampoo and toothpaste, and
that's like probably expired, so like if you go to the unique 99 cent up or less, check your expiration dates. But in any case, they have these big rollers of carpets, and they're like runner carpets, so they're skinny and they're printed, and you just go up to the roller and you unroll the amount of carpet that you want, and then someone will cut it for you.
And it looks like it's the typical width of a hallway of a New York City apartment.
Up in the Heights where we live.
And if you look closely at any lease of an apartment in this area, they all say that if your apartment has hardwood floors and you're not on the first floor, every surface in your apartment be carpeted.
What?
Yep.
It says that?
It says that in the lease. It said it in our old apartment. It says it in this apartment too.
Okay, well, we definitely didn't do
that. No, no one does it.
Yeah.
But I think it's like an attempt to stop like noise complaints and things between floors of apartment buildings.
Yeah.
They like technically require you to carpet all of your floors.
That's
so crazy. I think that's probably why they started selling these rolls of variable
carpet.
Length hallway carpet.
Cut to order hallway carpet.
Custom bespoke hallway carpet.
Bespoke length ugly hallway carpet.
Artisanal hallway carpet.
We should try it. Next time I walk past unique 99 cent, I'll try to get a picture in the window and tweet it out to everyone. So those are cheap carpets.
Yeah.
But we found expensive knotted pile carpets.
Wait, can you sort these by price?
Yes.
Oh!
Guess how much the most expensive. It's not even knotted pile, is it?
If you search this says, knotted wool pile.
Yeah.
Says, hand knotted wool pile Persian Saruk rug, 9x12.
Antique.
Guess how much it costs, listener? $55,000.
Did you guess $55,000? I'm going to guess no, you did not.
Oh, it's all vegetable dye.
It's also over 300 years old.
Jeez.
It's not even that nice of a rug.
No. And there's a picture of a woman standing on it.
Yeah, if you
get off the rug.
Yeah, if you had a $55,000 rug, you better like put it in a museum.
I mean, it does
walk on it.
The close-up pictures do look pretty gorgeous.
I mean, fine or whatever, but like my cat's going to barf on that. Like I'm not going to pay $55,000 for something my cat's going to throw up on.
Jeez.
And like, you think your ass is coming over to my apartment if I have that rug? You're going to spill something on it.
It's also for sale on Etsy.
Yeah, what the hell, Etsy?
Who's going to spend $55,000 on Etsy?
How can you even buy something for $55,000 on Etsy with like a credit card?
I mean, first of all, you'd have to have a credit card with that credit limit, yeah. Which I'll never see that in my life.
No. Add to cart. What are you doing?
I added it to my cart.
So no one else can have it. We are way off topic.
Okay. How are we going to write a Cajun song, a traditional Cajun two-step
about
knotted pile carpet?
Yeah.
And is it going to be about like the carpet itself, or is it going to be about the process of making the carpet?
Well, it's got to be about death or loneliness and isolation, uh-huh. Or a celebratory like wedding carpet song.
Sure.
I don't know. I need to think on it.
All right, well, I'm going to get my fiddle, triangle, and accordion together.
Yeah, you've got an easy job this week, huh?
Much simpler than the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I'll choose what key I want to put my accordion in and go from there.
I bet it's going to be major.
It's going to be major.
Awesome. Okay.
But maybe not B major. Get it?
Yuck, 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 yuck.
I'm doing it, Ma. All right, here we go.
Okay. I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder,
Turkish knots and Persian, maybe Spanish before you
ride.
Weave a warp and woof. Well, that's the song.
That was it. Are you ready to come on this magic carpet ride with me?
I can't even fathom what words came out of your head for this.
Yeah. So I like made up a whole mythology.
Great.
And yeah, I really went for it.
The Cajun carpet mythology.
Yeah. his name's Rug Man. He comes out the swamps at night. No.
You can't cut him to a custom size.
Ooh.
You're going to have a bare patch of hallway that's going to be cold on your bare feetsies.
Cold on the bare feetsies. You sound like the singers. Before I get into
rug
that.
Man. Travel the rug, man. Keep going.
Before I get into that, do you know the origins of the word Cajun?
No.
It comes from the ethnic group, or the like group that emigrated down from Canada or were exiled from Canada, were the Acadians.
Yes.
But if you say that in French, it's Acadien.
Acadien.
So you would be
Acadien.
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 And you're
Cajun. Cajun.
So yeah, so it's like a kind of perversion of like Acadian. Acadien. Cajun.
Weird.
Yeah. Cool.
Great.
I thought it was cool.
It is cool.
I like things like that. Okay. So here's what I came up with.
Okay.
I went, instead of it being a like song about death,
mm-hmm.
I went more toward like the dancing angle, because that's also a big part of it.
Sure.
And so I made up a story. And another thing that I think about when I think about Louisiana is like a lot of like homespun superstitions.
I like that. Yeah.
And I think that that's just like a kind of Southern thing in general.
Mm-hmm.
But like I especially think about it like down at the bayou, you know?
Right.
So anyway, I made up this story about a dance hall, and I think it kind of plays into some of the themes, because it's like reminiscing about like the way it used to be and
sure.
sort of like lamenting the loss of something.
Yeah.
But you'll hear how I made this work narratively. Okay, here we go.
I'm on board.
In the hall where we'd all dance the night, clean today. We'd holler and stomp, a racket make, so's to scare them ghosts away. But now those ghosts are bold as brass, turn our souls from God's good grace, For now we dance, not on hardwood, but on a knotted pile rug there in its place. Oh, why'd you ruin our loudwood floor with your warp, weft, woof, and weave? Your fancy rug dances so quiet. And now these bayou ghosts won't leave.
Wow. So we used to stomp our feet when we danced to scare the ghosts away.
Yeah.
But now there's a beautiful knotted pile rug on the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
And the ghosts keep a coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great tale.
Thank you. It felt appropriately folkloric in some way.
I love it.
Thank you. we do need a title.
I do see a possible title.
What's the possible title?
Your fancy rug dances so quiet.
I feel like it needs to be like like abstracted like one level above that.
Yeah.
So maybe like quiet rug dances or like
fancy quiet rug.
Yeah.
Ghost rug.
Ghost rug. I love ghost rug. I don't know.
That's
funny to me.
Here's a traditional Cajun song. Ghost rug. Ghost rug. Put the ghost rug in the corner with the dog peeps.
I buried that ghost rug with the dog peeps and it came back.
Peeps.
Wait, what would it be in French? It would
ghost
be
rug?
Fantôme de. Oh, tapis.
Tapis.
Yeah, so tapis fantôme. So we could be.
I like that. Let's
ghost
do
rug, tapis fantôme.
Tapis fantôme.
Okay. Tapis fantôme.
Ghost rug. A Cajun song.
About knotted pile carpets.
By Shannon and Scott.
In the hall where we'd all dance, dance the night, clean the day. We'd holler and stomp, a racket make, so scare them ghosts away. But now those ghosts are bold as brass, turn our souls from God's good grace. For now we dance not on hardwood, but a knotted pile rug there in its place. Oh, why'd you ruin our loudwood floor with your warp, weft, woof, and weave? Your fancy rug, it danced so quiet, now these bayou ghosts won't leave.
I did it, man.
Good job, Randy. You played the trigger so good.
Good job, Randy.
Good job, Randy. You played that triangle so good.
So good.
Oh, man.
No one plays the triangle like Randy.
No one. Literally no one plays the triangle like Randy. Yeah. So excited. The triangle really got me. If I listened for it, the triangle gets
it's
me.
It's incessant.
It's so funny. I know you think it's the most annoying instrument, but...
It is.
I mean...
Dinner is always ready.
Dinner is served. Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, that was fun.
That was really fun. I like our little like ghost story we made
too.
Up.
You got to stomp the ghosts away.
Stomp them ghosts away.
No room for rugs in this dance hall. Ghost rug.
Ghost rug. Hashtag ghost rug. I did want to mention that we didn't have a verse chorus structure in this song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And from what we could see from a lot of the ones that we were looking up, it really did truly stick to the pure narrative. And there are narrative songs that have a verse and chorus structure.
Right.
But this genre in particular seemed like it just kind of barreled through the whole story.
Mm-hmm,
and it was just a kind of repetitive verse that kept coming back rather than a chorus.
Totes.
Yeah. I would imagine that more modern Cajun music does not.
Yeah,
that.
It probably has a little bit more of a varied structure rather than just verses and little solo interludes from the fiddle.
Yes.
my very repetitive fiddle solos because I'm like, I don't know. What would a fiddle player do?
W-W-A-F-P.
Waf. Yeah. The warp, wef, woofed, and wap.
I'm surprised that we got through the tongue twister of warp, weft, woof, and weave.
So good.
Yes. I'm proud of us.
Well, if you like knotted pile carpets and traditional Cajun music, and you want more where that came from,
you should come to our live show.
You should come to our live show, which is January 20th.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
At QED in Astoria. You can go to QEDAstoria.com and buy tickets.
And we have a discount code.
ORCH VIP.
ORCH VIP.
That's for $7 tickets.
Yes.
And my brother found out about this discount code after he bought his ticket, and he's really sad, which is why he tweeted that someone should buy him a drink at the live show.
Dave, I will give you $3. It's fine. I will just give it to you. But yeah, it's going to be really fun. It's going to be a total experiment. We know some of you are going to be there, and it would be awesome to see a lot of you come out, and we can meet you in person. That would be cool.
Yeah.
We're part of the Odd Rock Comedy Hour, which is what ORCH stands for, and ORCH VIP, which I was like, don't be fooled into thinking that there are orchestra tickets.
Seats, yeah.
No, this is a very small venue. Yeah, we are going to be playing with a couple other awesome musicians and comedians. It's hosted by the amazing Rob Paravonian. It's going to be a good night.
It'll be fun. And if it goes well, we're going to record it. And hopefully it'll be either an episode or some Bontent.
Yes, if it's terrible, it'll probably just be Bontent. Sorry, everybody. Speaking of Bontent, we really appreciate our Patreon donors. They are the awesome people who help us, keep the proverbial lights on, I guess. They're why we take this as seriously as we do. And speaking of appreciation, BuzzFeed every year runs a list of, I guess they're calling it like, underrated or new podcasts that they like, and they put out a call for anyone to submit podcasts that that you like, and we asked some of our listeners to do that, and four of them answered the call right away. Awesome people, thank you for recommending us to BuzzFeed. If we make that list, I mean, that would be really incredible. And so we are going to say thank you to Claire, Nubia, Ben, and Autumn.
In a song. Here it is.
You may think the world's best fans keep your room real cool, or you may think the world's best fans spin the water in a whirlpool, but you're wrong.
Woo!
They're Autumn, Claire, Nubia, Ben. They're gods among women and men. We're grateful to the core, they've landed on our shore, and we're sorry it's weird now and then. They're Autumn, Claire, Nubia, Ben. Podcast titans who should all be friends. How lucky now are we that we have fans like these. You make our day again and again.
Thank you. Thank you. Subscribe, rate, review. Follow us on Twitter at SongSaladCast.
Subscribe, rate, review, don't sue.
Yes.
<That's>
our motto.
And send us salad spinner suggestions. We have a bunch from Autumn. Thank you again, Autumn. But we need some more.
Yeah, always. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're Randy.
Ghost drug.
We're all Randy.
We're all Randy.
Three, four.
Playing the triangle of life.
He's just trying to live his dream, you know?
Trying to live his dream.
Oh, bad.